Good morning. I feel so blessed to be here on this New Year's Eve morning with you all. To begin our meditation, just invite you to find yourself in your seat, perhaps closing your eyes if that feels comfortable, or finding a soft, focused gaze a few inches or feet in front of you. And invite your attention inside yourself. Feel your feet on the ground, the seat beneath you. Feel the support of the ground, the support of the earth supporting you. Now, bringing your attention to the center of your head, imagine a dot of gold energy, a little gold ball in the center of your head. Allow that golden ball to expand outward, melting away any thoughts, and then bring it back down to a comfortable size in the center of your head. From this place, bring your attention to the base of your spine and imagine that there is a grounding cord attached to the tip of your tailbone. This grounding cord may appear as a tree trunk or a vine, or a beam of light, or anything else that comes to your mind. In your mind's eye, follow the grounding cord down from the base of your spine, through your chair, through the floor, through the layers of soil and bedrock and earth, all the way down to the center of the earth. In this place, in the center of the planet, imagine the connection of your own grounding cord plugging in to the center of the earth. Feel the connection you have to our planet, to our home. Taking a deep breath to acknowledge that connection. Invite your awareness back up into the center of your head. Now, imagine a sphere of energy surrounding your body on all sides. This is your aura, your energetic field, where you end and the rest of the world begins. Have you left any bits of your energy somewhere else? If you have, simply call your energy back to you and allow it to come home to your energy field. Is there anything in your space that you'd like to let go of? I invite you to imagine a golden rose outside your aura, just beyond the edge of your energy field. And allow that golden rose to attract anything that you're ready to let go of in this moment. Allowing that golden rose to draw these energies out of your space and into the rose. And when you're ready, explode the rose and allow that energy to release into the universe. Now, imagine another golden rose. This one you can bring into your aura and do a little New Year's dusting. Just cleaning off any bits of energy or stories or things that you're really ready to clear out. You can run it along the inside and the outside of your aura, maybe along your legs or your arms. And when you're ready, send this gold rose outside your aura and explode it, releasing that energy back to be recycled like the snowflakes. Now, envision a giant golden sun above your head. Feel the warm, comforting energy of the sunshine. And allow that golden light to fill you up, flowing into the top of your head, filling your body, running down your grounding cord to the center of the earth and expanding all the way through your aura. And when you're ready, bow your head toward the earth to complete the meditation.
Thank you, Monica. Today's wisdom is Unitarian Universalist. We find wisdom and inspiration in many places, Jewish and Christian scriptures and other sacred texts, the arts, science, nature, and our own experience. Our tradition keeps us open to revelation from many sources. Today's wisdom comes from the British poet David White. When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your home. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing: the world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you.
Welcome to the last day of 2017. Yeah. Exactly. It seems as though this year has been especially full of challenges and change. Perhaps you could say that about any year, but looking back at the events of 2017, beginning with the inauguration of a new president, I think it's safe to say that this year has brought some pretty significant trials and shifts to our communities and our families and our spirits. I imagine many of us are especially eager to move on to a new chapter. Perhaps even after a month of building up and reflecting on the theme of hope here at James Reeb, some of us might still feel a little bit wary about what we can hope for in the new year. But I think that most of us at least welcome the opportunity to reboot, to refresh. I know I'm ready for a fresh start, and even hopeful. New beginnings have been a prominent theme in my personal life this past year. Last month, I celebrated my 30th birthday. I know that many people really dread this age as being the ending of the best years of their life, but I've been telling many folks that since I was 15, I've been looking forward to being 30. I had this intuition that 30 would be an important turning point for some reason, this new beginning with a capital B. Specifically, I imagined that turning 30 would suddenly free me from some of the anxiety and insecurity of my youth, that I would somehow wake up knowing what I want and how to get it, and that I would care less about what other people thought and feel a little bit more at home in my own skin. I discovered that my intuition about being 30, about 30 being an important age, was tapping into something, and that I wasn't the only one who recognized it as an important milestone. Every 29 and a half years, Saturn completes its orbit around the sun and returns to the same place it was when you were born. Astrologists call this phenomenon your Saturn return. It starts around 27 years old and apparently continues through your early 30s. It's not over yet. This cosmic event signifies a time when your shadows surface and you have an opportunity to reckon with and reevaluate your life in a big way, for things to sort of get shaken up and perhaps dusted off. One article I read describes the Saturn return as a crisis that will put you face to face with your deepest fears. Everything you thought you wanted comes into question as you realize you are not who, what, or where you want to be. Another astrologer explains that Saturn return is a time to decide what to take with you, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, into your next phase, and also what to leave behind. Another way of saying all of that is that life gets really messy. At least that was my experience. And I definitely identified with that narrative. I didn't necessarily know about Saturn when things started to shake up for me around 27, but my body and my mind certainly knew that something had to give. This sense of discomfort was not exactly what I had expected as a 15-year-old when I imagined gracefully arriving at 30 with this sharp sense of clarity about who I was in the world. Turns out that was only partly true. What this time in my life has really felt like in many moments and looked like, I imagine, was that as though I were a snake who had suddenly outgrown its skin and perhaps like three layers at once and is awkwardly shimmying around and squirming and maybe struggling a bit to shed those old layers that no longer fit. There's been a lot of splitting pain, a lot of gross sloughing off of dead cells, and a lot of rawness. The image of a snake shedding its skin captures a key part of this growth process that I underestimated in my original dreams of 30. How much and what I would have to leave behind. I've had to face and let go of a lot of old ways of being in order to have enough space to become more me. I realized that I had to clear out a lot of dead growth and also a lot of material that I had perhaps picked up along the way that wasn't mine and was slowing me down and keeping me small. Some of these things that weren't mine and had to go were rather obvious. But then there were those deeper layers that required a lot of digging and going to some dark places to get free. Some of those things I was really happy to see go. And other things, there's been a little bit of resistance to saying goodbye. And also a lot of grieving after that letting go. The other key part that I underestimated was how this action of clearing out what isn't mine and doesn't serve me is a constant practice. Not just one epic birth event or an arrival home. This more dramatic period of growth, though, has taught me to move through this cycle of letting go and letting in that I now realize is just a natural part of life. Like that snake shedding its skin, or perhaps a prairie burning to activate new seeds and get rid of and clear out invasive species. While my Saturn return has been a rather uncomfortable wake-up call to some of these truths, I can also say that this healing and becoming process has included many moments of release, beauty, connection, catharsis, and joy. Each moment I have been able to let go of something old, a relationship, perhaps a belief, a job, I have felt a sense of openness that has allowed something new to be let in, a fuller breath, new friends, a new job. Because there is a lot of wonderful life and love to let in. So while I haven't historically been into large parties or large crowds in any context, really, this birthday, I felt a huge call to throw a big party. So to celebrate this milestone and also thank all the amazing, patient people in my life for supporting me and sticking with me through all those not-so-lovely moments, I put the call out, rented a space, and threw a party. It was gold and glittery, and there was food and dancing and even tarot card readings. There were just as many people there in spirit as in the flesh. And there were also a wonderful combination of old friends, ex-partners and roommates, joined with new friends, new co-workers, and kindred spirits. In the blessed words of Beyoncé, if we are going to heal, let it be glorious. While I didn't experience that graceful, clean arrival to this age, and I very much realize I'm still a work in progress and still, in some ways, the same me, I was overjoyed and overwhelmed with gratitude to be able to share an important time in my life with my people. That day, I celebrated more than just a fixed point in my individual life. I celebrated more of a pivot, a choice to be something part of something larger, a continual process of change. The party was, in many ways, a tribute to the past and a welcoming to the future. Luckily, we don't have to appreciate astrology or wait until 30 or 60 or 90 for our Saturn return to do this work or to celebrate new beginnings. Each year, there's a seasonal pull that invites us into this process. While the springtime is sort of this time for cleaning our outward spaces, for opening the windows and cleaning out the closets and dusting behind the dresser, working from the outside in, winter I see as sort of the season for inward clearing, working from the inside out. It gives us an opportunity to embrace that feeling of being snowed in and slowing down a little bit. That slower energy of winter, especially around the solstice and this time of celebrating the new year, gives us a time to tend to that internal landscape, to do the quieter, more subtle work of cleaning out those internal rooms and spaces and making room for new intentions and new growth. It's also a time to celebrate movement towards light and towards new beginnings, a new horizon with new lessons and new friends and new adventures. Next Sunday here at James Reeb, Karen will lead us in a special service around the ceremony of the Burning Bowl ritual. You are all welcome to return to join in this beautiful ceremony of setting intentions for the next year. Today, the last day of 2017, I invite you to set the stage for these new intentions by doing a survey of that internal landscape. A lot has happened this year for all of us. A lot of chaos, a lot of challenges, a lot of change, and a lot of that we can't control. When you look inside, keep an eye out for those invasives, especially. What are we carrying that we do not, isn't ours to carry? What do we need to leave behind? What are we holding on to that really wants to be let go? I invite you to consider those things that perhaps aren't serving you. Perhaps toxic relationships, patterns of thought, projects or goals that were never meant to be. Those stories we tell ourselves about ourselves or the others tell us that keep us small. Negative beliefs that maybe keep us smaller. Emotions that are not ours to feel. And problems that are not ours to fix. And consider what possibilities, what part of yourself could use more of this space to grow and to breathe. Healing, growing, and changing is really hard work. It's really messy work sometimes. But it's also glorious work. New beginnings bring a brightness to our lives and a wonderful cause to celebrate together. Tonight, as you welcome in 2018, in whatever way you choose, invite you to remember the world was made to be free in. Give up all other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn. Anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you.